It's the news with Timmy Taco and Jezbot on Jumping the Turnstile Podcast.
It's the news. Welcome to Turnstile Records. It's the news.
With
Tim
and Jezbot.
All stories from around the world, from the north,
east,
the west, and the south. Indies.
It's the news.
It is the news.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like a steeze,
but
we're just going to do the news
for sure.
Why not?
A bit of content.
Yeah, why not? Because we've reluctantly not done It's the News on our Steez episode, so why not? There's plenty of stories out there, so...
There sure is.
Let's
get
into it.
The world is full of it, Tim.
It's...
The News.
Hate waiting in line for the bathroom? Chimpanzees have a social solution. Go all at once. A new study shows that peeing is contagious in chimpanzees, making it the first study to investigate contagious urination in animals, including humans, says Shaina Yamaoto, an animal behavioral scientist at Kyoto University in the Japan.
With a name you can trust.
So she goes on to say that...
I noticed a tendency for individuals to urinate at the same time, she says. This resemblance to certain human behaviors piqued my curiosity. In Japan, my home country, there is a specific term called chuchuron, which refers to the act of urinating in the company of others.
So you go to the the piss wall at the pub,
yeah,
and you see, you know, you just
so one of the boys says,
"I got to piss out me dick." Yeah, I got to piss out me dick too.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever noticed the simultaneous.
You know, you're animation. At the pub, and so I go, "I'm gonna go for a piss," and then someone goes, "Oh, I'll come with."
Oh yeah, okay.
Chicks do it all the time.
Chicks do it.
They sync up. The urination.
Yamaoto and colleagues spent more than 600 hours studying 20 captive chimps living in a wildlife sanctuary and observed them peeing more than 1,300 times.
What a job. Yeah.
The analysis of those observations revealed that chimps were more likely to pee together, and if a chimp was near an individual that was urinating, it too was more likely to start peeing.
Really?
Yes.
Suggests that the behavior is contagious.
Okay.
Unexpectedly, the team also found that this copycat behavior was not influenced by a social closeness, as in the case of grooming and yawning. Instead, the researchers found that rank played a role.
It is rank.
Low-ranking individuals were more likely than others to start peeing if a chimp did nearby. This was unexpected and fascinating result, she says. It opens up multiple possibilities for interpretation.
Goes on and on, pretty much. And this, you know, that's
more,
pretty much.
Is there more to the study though? Like, what do we get out of it? What do we get out of these?
Well, let's
studies?
Break it down. Let's break it down, shall we?
Because there seems to be a lot of science studies that involve like flies, maggots, piss. Blood.
Mice.
Shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So is it the equivalent of when you first become a cop, they go, right, you're on traffic duty.
Yeah, you're work your way up.
Glorified red light man. You know what I mean?
You've got to start from the bottom of the bunch if you're gonna be the top banana.
If you wanna make detective. Are they detectives?
They are detectives.
Yeah.
I don't know where these studies come from. I think it might be some money laundering involved. I mean,
like a lot of monkey business.
Yeah, it does.
Chimp piss.
And we also went on to taste, you know, we had to taste it. We had to... chimp piss.
It's definitely piss. I can taste the piss right now.
I don't know if I'd want to be a scientist, to be honest, because, I don't really want to wade, because even the COVID scientists had to wade in the sewage looking for that COVID.
Yeah, where
here,
was
there
it?
And everywhere. Yeah,
it's all up in the sewage.
Is it under this turd?
Mm.
I found some.
Robert. We got one.
Oh, we got two.
It's a fascinating
study. That
is it though?
Well, you see doggos do it. You know, you go for your walk. And if Floydie pisses on something,
I'm thinking territorial
for sure. Because she said even then the low ranking guys, if Joe Bloggs down the bottom has a piss, like the silverback chimpanzee or whatever, he's he's not gonna piss.
No. Let's go back one step, right? So they go and collect the chimps from the wild, take them from their natural habitateries.
Mm.
And then initially they're not going, right, let's piss study.
No.
It turns into a piss study.
It does.
Very quickly.
Well, I guess if you go to university and you spend all that money and you're a researcher, you know, I'm going to go into the chimp world. It's like, what are you going to bring to the table?
Yeah, well, I was going to study roller skates.
We found out that if you annoy chimps enough, they rip your neck, face, chest, tits, lips, dick off.
Yeah, so. They really do. But I wonder what the initial study was. Were we going to put makeup on them? Were we going to, do you know what I mean? Was it a lipstick study?
We're going to turn them into actors, put peanut butter in their mouth and watch them.
That's right. It's to Lancelot.
Lancelot Link, secret chimp.
Classic. Classic Sir Lancelot. So once the study kind of the initial study fails, you'd be doing anything to keep that funding coming in.
That's
see
right.
What I'm saying?
So we found out everything we need to know about chimps. We've taught them sign language.
Yeah.
We know that they're violent.
Yeah.
They're pricks.
Put little suits on them, all that kind of stuff. But,
shot them into space.
There's a certain point where they go, I've got it.
Gary's got it.
Gary's got it.
Come into my office, Gary.
Notice when Bubbles pisses.
Mm. Michael Jackson pisses.
What's another famous chimp? We know?
Ooh, yeah. Was it a chimp in the in the movies?
He's doing
with
it.
The guy.
No, I think that was an orangutan.
Orangutan. What was that guy's
orangutan.
Name?
Orangutan.
What was that guy's fucking name?
Burt Reynolds. Was it?
Yeah.
And Catch Us If You Can. No, it was... Wasn't it classic Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood, that's the guy.
Clint.
We were talking about Clint. Anyway, well, that's not a part of this news section.
Mm. How much more do we need to know about chimps? Like, because they go down to the Galapagos Islands. Isn't there all the exotic animals down there? Can't we just discover a new animal?
Galapagos. That'd be interesting to see how many species were discovered this year.
How many species deceases?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of deceases species, I heard a news report and I smell a conspiracy corner and it's the news, but they're bringing back, and I know they've talked about this a lot.
Yes.
Bringing back the dodo.
Yeah.
Bring him back the...
the woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth.
Mm.
And bring him back the...
The titmouse.
No, the Tasmanian...
Tiger.
That guy?
Mm-hmm.
Tasmanian tiger?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, nature has a way of eradicating the pests of the prehistoric age.
Mm.
And basically, if we start bringing woolly mammoths in to hang out with Dumbo,
yes,
we're gonna get some
crossbreeds.
Yeah, because it's kind of like the Denise Drysdale
Clydesdales,
right? The Denise Clydesdale horses.
Yeah, the big bastards,
big, woolly,
yeah.
Tusked up, right? Suited up, pulling the big carts of beer, and because where did they come from?
The woolly mammoth?
No, the Denise Clydesdales.
Oh, the Clydesdales. I'm not really sure, but it's probably through breeding.
You reckon they've bred them big?
You get a big horse, and then you breed it with a big horse.
So big horse.
Big horses. And then you turn them into massive horses.
So can we just... Are they going to, like... I would say if they're going to cross this DNA, they're going to have to take elephant DNA. Right, they're going to have to start with something here, take that there. I think it's all... Here's the conspiracy corner. A cover for cloning.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like a soft entry, a little wink.
Right. Now so we didn't actually cross it with an elephant and a hairy Clydesdale. We found a woolly mammoth and we cloned it.
We made that sheep, Dolly,
yes,
with the giant tits.
Yeah.
She sang really fast.
Yeah. Well, look, last year, 2024, there were approximately 2.1 million species on the Earth. Can't we do a study on them? Some of the lesser known pissing. I want to find out what you know, the sea cucumber, and you pick them up and you squeeze them and they squirt.
Yeah.
Let's find out why they squirt.
Okay,
that's for next week's.
Oh, is it? Okay, so pissing chimpanzees, yes. The first on It's the News.
Wow, what a segment.
There you go. Okay, I've got this one hot off the press. I'll just pull up my old news file here.
Very professional so far.
This report's called
Questionable Judgment.
Hmm.
An unnamed man called his dangerous stunt, quote unquote,
a joke,
after being arrested in Ohthostorisbithynia, Finland.
Let's just say Finland.
Yeah.
Sky News reported on August the 9th. Year unknown.
I would say 2024.
The man allegedly stored 26 pounds of dynamite.
Uh-oh.
It's never good.
In his friend's two cars before calling the owner and telling him the owner wasn't laughing. He alerted police, who evacuated nearby buildings. In addition to the dynamite, detonators were also confiscated from the cars, said Tony Rumoa, Detective Chief Inspector of the Finland police. The jokester told police he did not intend to blow up the cars. The links to terrorism have been ruled out.
First question. If you're a Terry, a terrorist, if you're not a Terry, where do you get all the dynamite from?
Yeah.
Like sticks of dynamite, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Because usually Terry's... go down the route of up to Bunnos, get some fertilizer,
a dirty bomb,
get some bleach.
Yeah, don't say how you do it on nails. The news.
I'm not going to tell you how to mix them all together in a bowl and pour it into the microwave. But yeah, I don't know. It's I reckon if you're going as far,
it was a joke.
Couldn't you have just gone
fake dynamite for a joke?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Go up, get yourself a couple of 6-inch dowels. Paint them red, put white TNT on it, put a couple of fuses on there with silly glue, and then when they open it up, they first see it, boom, gotcha. Not call the anti-terrorism guys and get them down, and then when they investigate it, they're like, there's a lot of dynamite here. I always wonder, right?
Yes.
With the coppos that
go, we seized $24 million worth of cocaine and weed, right? And cash, hard cash.
Yeah.
They don't give it back, right?
No, I'd assume not.
Yeah. Let's just say for now the cash, because we know they probably incinerate the hard drugs, a la the drug war rules, right?
Sure.
Drug war rules apply. But they got the hard cash. Does the cash? They're not going to burn the cash.
No, right? I don't think so.
So the cash goes back into the fund, thus making the cops and the government the drug lords.
Where does that cash go?
Well, that's dirty blood money, right?
I think if
back into the system.
If they find, say, $1.2 million worth of cash, I'm assuming it was $2 million. To start with.
Yeah, gotcha.
Everyone gets a chop out.
Everyone gets a chop out.
Keep your mouth shut, boys.
Yeah, because...
But that's not actual news, because I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it's hard to really know where... Like, would they call up Joe's...
Dynamite
Express and say, we've got
a couple of pounds for you, mate, for the mines.
You know what I mean? Do they sell it back?
To the mines.
Because what are you going to do? Burn the dynamite?
No.
How do you get rid of dynamite?
I think you blow it up.
Do you?
I think you just blow it up. That's you take it down to the bomb range, and yeah. they do training with the newbies.
Ah. Yeah,
this is what a stick of dynamite looks like, boys.
And if you got them, light them. If you got them, smoke them.
Yeah.
What kind of a friendship is this, though? Did it escalate from Joe Bloggs? He did like a little gagger. He did like a little
jumped around the corner. Well, boo!
It was a whoopee cushion to start off with.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then everything always escalates. Starts.
Everything always escalates from the whoopee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. And then eventually, after a year of gagging, you find some dynamite and put it in your friend's car, and you're like, ha 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 ha. Both your cars as well.
Yeah. And the friend wasn't like. I don't think he saw the gag straight away because he went straight to the cops.
Mm.
So he went from gag to lag.
Gag to lag.
Gag to lag in one foul swoop.
Yeah. I like the, it's sort of like the Rick Mayo.
It was a joke I made up and you fell for it like the fascist you are.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's a solid gag, but you see like gags on the YouTubes and the Instagrams, and the Tik and the Toks,
yeah,
they're escalating to a alarming level. I saw the other day these parents that they're talking some jail time. They played the video, which makes me an accomplice in the abuse of these children because I'm watching it and going, yeah, I reckon. But so the mother, let's just say Bogan A,
yeah, cool.
Mother.
Cool,
she she laid some Uno cards out in the carpet and poured some ink on the carpet, right? So you see her doing it.
Yeah.
And then she calls the kid up.
Daryl, get up here now. What have you done to this floor?
And the kid's like, this little kid, he's like, you know, 6 or 7 soaking wet, you know what I mean? Didn't do it. And they go all in, right? She starts shouting at this kid at levels that are like beyond
joke
level, right?
If that's her joking, imagine when she's actually pissed off.
I think this is what the conviction was, because then the father gets in on it and he comes in way, way too hard. Like his level of gag is like, bleh!
You stupid kind of little shit.
How could you bloody know it, you bloody?
There's that in his voice. And so the brother and the sister come up to see what all the commotion is about. And then they start laying into him.
Maybe it was you, maybe it was both of you, blah, blah, blah.
And these kids just like are bawling.
Oh.
They sit them on the bed and they're like,
hey, you bloody man, come over and look like a clear this bloody mess, you bloody filthy little shits.
That kind of thing. And then when these kids fully break down, they go,
it was a joke.
Oh.
We got you.
We got you back.
And now we've got to buy a new Uno set.
Now we're going to go to fucking jail.
Yeah. With dirty carpet.
Now we're going to go to jail. After you see it, you go, yeah, send those filthy animals away. So,
speaking of filthy animals... And gag's going too far and people getting arrested.
Gag gone wrong.
The guy in, there's a few of them at the moment. One guy's in North Korea, South Korea. He's going to jail. But the guy that was going around the New York subway station and what his gag was, listen to this, punters, getting dog shit, making a bucket of dog shit syrup, right? Making it nice and dirty. Steaming barkers,
barkers.
Mixing them all up. Going behind someone unexpectedly and dropping poo water all over said head.
Really?
He's going to jail.
Okay, because there is, in jail, they have, I can't remember what it's called, but it's, I'll try and find out and insert it. If I can't, just because I didn't find it.
Crappuccino, or also known as gassing.
Right? Where you get your drink bottle and you put everything in it that you could possibly imagine. You know what I mean?
Shit, imagine
piss,
it. Blood,
piss, blood, gum. Piss, blood, gum. Spit. Right? Fill it to the brink.
Crappuccino.
And they instead of going and shivving each other, they start having bloody squirt wars. And you get that, if you got that squirted in your precious little eye holes, ear, nose, mouth, face, and chest, you're going to be in a real sticky situation, mate.
Even the Indian Americans or the American Indians.
Filth bomb? Filth cannon.
Yeah, filth cannon sounds
something like
pretty
that.
Good.
It's something like that.
They used to, because they knew, even though they didn't have science per se, they knew that shit was bad. Smells bad, makes you puke.
Smell bad, looks bad, is bad.
They used to rub their arrowheads in a little bit of dookie.
Yeah.
Because once you got a little bit of duke in your arm, even if the spear doesn't kill you,
once it mixes up with the wound,
there's
you're
Aspro Clear.
No.
Back in the days. No. You're dying.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah.
So that is
but
filth.
That's filth. But if you, like, let's just say you spear a deer with that, is that meat tainted?
Oh, tainted meat, yeah.
Is it? Does it taint the meat if they die from dysentery?
I think we all eat around the ass.
Yeah, traditionally.
So we could just eat around that spoilt, like, gangrenous
I mean, filth. For everything else you've got, you could just wash the meat or cook it well. I think cooking it eradicates
most of the
bacterium. So, gag's gone wrong. Naughty, naughty boys.
Mm.
I don't see how that doesn't hit the Terry list.
That is poo terrorism, and also dynamite, just straight up terrorism.
I'm pretty sure dynamite.
What if the guy got in there and lit a dart and then threw it in the back seat or something happened? And
yeah, he's driving down, he ashes out the window, comes in the back window. Yeah. Classic tradish.
Yeah.
Classic move.
This is not going to devolve into a shit news.
No, poo news.
Well, we've done piss and then shit.
Although we will, if it happens, this is the place to report it. The
poo joggers, phantom pooers.
Phantom pooers. Yeah, that may come up.
And I'll say, that's the update.
Oh, that's the update. I like it.
Back to you, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Me? Okay. Every good news show has a feel-good story.
And
of the
we
week,
definitely
it?
Need to cleanse the palate.
Yeah,
after.
And
have
usually,
a good wash
usually, the, usually the feel-good story involves doggos, caddos, cats and dogs living together, getting along. You know when you go through your Instagram feed and sometimes there's a cat cuddling a dog?
Yeah.
And you're like, that shouldn't be, but oh so sweet.
Yeah, I love it when a baby duckling makes friends with a little puppy dog. And they become
friends. When a giant Doberman is sniffing a baby and the baby's giggling away. I would never allow that.
No.
Never in a million years. They told us to keep the cat away from the baby,
because
cats have a tendency to go in there. They go, "Oh, it's a warm place to sit on the baby's face."
Smotherings,
yes.
Smothering and smothering. Oh, okay, read the story. Read something. The damn story.
Okay.
2 months after Rainbow, a Siamese cat owned by Benny and Susan in California, went missing during a trip to Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming.
Okay. Question.
Yep.
Why, you're not allowed to bring animals into the national parks, are you?
I'd say you'd have to have a leash.
Yeah, what if that catto gets out?
The cat got away. Cat got out.
The two-year-old cat was reported found by the SPCA shelter in Roseville, California, some 800 miles away from where the cat had gone missing. USA Today reported that The couple had tried for several days to locate Rainbow.
Spelt Raynebau.
Yeah.
But finally forced to leave the cat behind when their reservation at Airbnb ran out. A voicemail from the shelter claimed the cat had been located and identified via microchip. Cementing that we should all get chips put inside of our brains.
100%.
He was really little, all skin and bones. He was in starvation mode, Benny said.
But
the cat quickly recovered.
I reckon he's or she's got on in someone's trailer, snuck into another caravan, had a bit of a snoozy woozy, woke up 800 k's away.
I reckon he's just gone. He's made every attempt to get home. Just ran that way. I wonder if that 800 miles was in the direction of where they actually lived.
Mm.
Like if he was like on his way home.
Yeah.
Because wasn't there a Disney movie with the doggo?
Oh, there's 100 of
in
them.
In the wild.
There's 100
and
of them.
And he's like helping lions and tigers along the way or some shit.
Watch the Australian version, Red Dog.
Is it?
You'll laugh. You will definitely cry.
And you'll probably hurl.
There's your feel-good story for the day,
Jess. Well, that doesn't make me feel very good, to be honest. Well, the cats, you just don't bring cats and dogs to national parks. I went down to Wilson's Prom last time for a hike, got down to Seals Cove.
Mm.
Cats everywhere.
Kittens. What do you mean cats?
Well, we were cooking our food and cats started emerging from the bush.
That's not on.
Everywhere. That's good. And I went and told the Dan went and told the guys,
yeah,
the rangers. He goes, and "Oh yeah,
broken, drowned.
Yeah, we've got a culling coming up, but it's like too late."
I think culling's in order there. Well,
were debating: do we do the right thing by all the native species and
drown them out?
Murder these cats right here?
Maybe not.
We couldn't bring ourselves to do it.
Crush their little cute little heads.
Feel good. So the cat got home, everyone.
Yeah,
so,
but here's the bright side of what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
is that he was starving to death, so he didn't kill anything.
Ah.
Yeah? Unless he killed on the way and didn't stop to chow down.
Geez, in the Americas, though, there's bobcats, there's snakes, there's there's everything. There's a lot of predators. Bears.
Mm.
They've got the lynx. You've got a whole bunch of predators.
Mm.
And that cat managed to...
Snakes.
Yeah, lots of snakes, man.
Lots of snakes. Snakes love cats.
Stay out of Florida. Because they've got all the exotic pets there.
Wild and exotic.
And every time there's a bloody tornado or hurricane, all the bloody animals get out and get into the Everglades.
Mm.
And go into the Everglades.
Mm.
That feels good.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it does actually.
All right, well, that's the end of our first news program.
Short, sweet, in, out.
Out, out.
North.
East.
West.
South.
That was the news.
We're jumping the turnstile.
Timmy Tucker. West, south, it's the news. North, east, west, south, it's the news.
West, south, it's the news.